Morning, Mama.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Oh, boy. Is that waffles I smell?
It sure is.
Oh.
Oh, God, Mama, be careful. There is nothing I like better than making a hearty, nutritious breakfast for my family. Go get the jelly, the syrup, and the powdered sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Miss Harper. I have absolutely decided. This is the dress I'm going to wear to the Food Circus Awards banquet tonight.
Well, call Mary Hart. She can make it the lead story on Entertainment Tonight.
You really think you got a good chance of winning Assistant Manager of the Year, Skeeter?
Well, I know I got the box boy and the checker vote sewed up, and they love me and Barry. I think my only problem's going to be in produce.
It's so hard to make an impression on someone who spends their whole day hosing off lettuce.
Yeah. Miss Hopper, I know it's kind of short notice, but could you, would you wash and iron my dress for me for tonight, pretty please?
All right. Oh, good Lord, I hate kissy faces earlier. Hold it, and guess what's done?
My waffle.
No, you don't, baby. We don't have time. I've got to get a manicure before work, and you need your hair trimmed.
On waffle day?
I can't help it, Miss Harper. We've got an awards banquet to go to, and I am not going to show up with chip nails and a cowlick. Now, come on, Vince.
Oh, I get it. You win best assistant manager, and I lose a waffle. What price glory.
Boy, is that waffles I smell?
It sure is. I made it especially for you.
Gee, Grandma, you're the greatest. I mean it. And you look wonderful. Is that a new apron?
How much do you want?
Only 25 bucks.
Only?
Yeah, I want to rent a wang.
You want to rent a wang?
I want to rent a wang.
What the hell are we talking about here?
A computer. My research paper on Abraham Lincoln's due tomorrow, and I want to rent a PC from the computer lab so I can get it finished.
Oh, so you want to rent a wine?
Right.
Why the hell didn't you just say so? Okay, sweetie. 25. There you go.
Thanks, Grandma.
All right, now sit down and have your walk before it gets cold.
No time. I got to go sign up for a PC before they all get rented.
What? Bye-bye! Finish your breakfast. Well, why even bother? Morning, Gus.
Boy, is that waffles I smell?
You know something? I wish that meter of yours worked as well as your nose.
What do you mean? Now, there's nothing wrong with that meter.
Oh, yeah, why don't you come on in and take a look at my last month's bill?
Sorry, but that's not my department. The accountants stay away from my meters, and I stay away from their bills.
There could be a waffle in this for you.
Of course, I'm always glad to help a customer.
Come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, my electric bill has always been $50.59. I'm telling you, Gus, I don't even have to look at it. For the past 3 years, it's never been one penny over $50.59. Now, you take a look at what I got in the mail last month.
$70.59.
What am I supposed to do?
Get me some butter. You know, maybe you used more electricity last month.
Absolutely not. I hardly ever use any of my electrical appliances.
Well, maybe there is an error in the bill. Would you pass me the syrup?
Well, of course there's an error in the bill, and I'm not about to pay it.
Ooh, is that powdered sugar I see down there?
There. Is that enough?
Well, tad more.
Well, what are you doing? The Roseanne Barr diet? Have some chili, too. Now, what about this bill?
Say, now they haven't sent you one of those friendly reminders, you know, the one with the picture of the finger with the string tied around it?
Oh, yeah. I got one of those weeks ago. Say, what does it mean when the finger turns into a fist?
Look, take my advice and pay the measly $20.
That's your advice? Well, thanks for nothing.
But Thelma...
Oh, no, this is war, and I ain't about to give aid, comfort, or waffles to the enemy. Now get out.
But I had it just the way I like it.
War is hell! Get out! Get out! You better tell them to quit sending me those reminders, or I'm going to give them a fist and a finger. already gave my customer account number to the last five people I talked to. Oh, for crap. All right. It's 673-900-00-00-48-SW. One more time, I'm gonna have the damn thing memorized. What? No, I'm an old widow woman here. Now, don't you put me on hold.
Mama, I am so impressed.
Me too. This is the only way to write a paper. Look, this thing's even got a built-in dictionary.
My word. It's like looking through a window at the 21st century.
Yeah, Buck Rogers comes to Raytown. Yes? Yes, I do mind staying on hold a little longer. Look, I wasn't held this long on my honeymoon. Why don't you just call me back when you figure it out?
Hurry up, honey. We don't have a minute to spare. Look out! Get out of the way! Okay, now I don't want anyone to touch the water because we both need showers.
Well, good evening to you too, Naomi.
Miss Harper, there's no time for pleasantries. We got to get to the awards banquet. It starts at 7 and we don't want to be late.
Yeah, last year we got stuck sitting next to the guys from the fish counter. Even the cherry's jubilee smelled like mackerel.
Honey, plug in my electric rollers. Miss Harper, you washed and ironed my dress, didn't you?
Well, of course. Would I forget something that important on a night like this?
Oh, bless your heart.
Honey, I got to get that first shower. Oh, why? I got to get that dress of hers out of the dryer and iron it quick.
Oh,
tell me
you forgot.
I've been on the phone all day. Besides, if this was so damn important, why didn't she just send it to the cleaners?
Oh, my. We're going to have to set it on high steam to get those wrinkles out.
Well, this had better be Tri-State Power begging for forgiveness. Yo, Al. Yeah. Did y'all find your mistake? Well, I don't care what your records say. I'm not paying your bill, and you can't make me. Guess I told him.
Em, are you sure that was wise?
Hey, I have been a valued customer of theirs for over 50 years. You're not about to mess with Thelma Harp.
You were saying?
Oh, shut up and strike a match. I'll tell you what, I would wring that guy from the power company's neck if I could see it.
Oh, I found the matches. We're saved.
Oh, good. I got the kerosene lamp right over here.
Right over where?
Right here.
Grandma, where are you?
We're in the kitchen, baby. Come on in. Oh, be careful.
Oh, why did this have to happen tonight? I lost my entire research paper.
Well, go get a flashlight and find it.
Grandma, you don't understand. When the power went out, the computer deleted everything I wrote. My paper's gone forever.
You'd have been better off with a number two pencil. And I'd have been $25 richer.
Well, what happened anyway? Somebody blow a fuse?
That's one way of putting it.
Oh, well, you quit drawing. We need more light.
Oh, Thelma, relax. We have plenty of emergency lights at home. I'll just go raid Daddy's bomb shelter.
Fine.
Oh, who latched the screen door?
Holy cow, this is like the end of the world.
Oh, it's no such thing. Now, where's your pioneering spirit? This will be fun.
Hey, what is happening? I was in the shower. Suddenly, everything went black. I had to jump out mid-shampoo.
Yeah, and I was halfway through shaving.
Oh, really? We thought you were foaming at the ear. Will you stop that?
What's going on? I checked the fuse box downstairs, and it's okay.
Well, undoubtedly, it is some sort of a problem down with the power company.
Oh, no, Grandma. I see lights over on Maple Street.
Well, then it's probably one of those random power failures you're always reading about.
Oh! My dress! I thought you said you ironed it!
I did. You just can't tell in this light.
This thing is a mass of wrinkles. Oh, now what am I supposed to do? We're going to an awards banquet, and I've got no dress, I've got no hairdo, and I can't even see to put on my face.
Oh, for crying out loud, it is not that bad. Think of Cleopatra. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. She didn't need electricity to get herself ready.
Of course not. She had handmaidens and eunuchs.
Well, you got Vinton. Now, look, everybody, we cannot let some silly little power outage make us crazy here.
Why not? My paper's due tomorrow, and now I'm going to have to start over from scratch.
Well, then you better hop to it. You can use your grandpa's old typewriter. Now, Vinton?
Roof! Roof!
To get down to the basement. Go on, go get yourselves all dolled up. Bubba, you run on up to the attic and dust off the underwood. I'm going to fix us a nice dinner, and we will just show Tri-State Power that the Harper family is fine without electricity. Uh-oh, where the hell's my stove?
Elma, table's all set. Is dinner about ready? You sure you don't need any more light in there?
No problemo.
Clever.
Thank you. When I'm through doing the dishes, I'm going to go mine for gold. Well, look at all this. What do you got here?
Well, it's my candle collection. See, I got one for each holiday. You see, you got your Christmas tree, your Easter bunny, your jack-o'-lantern, your red chili pepper for Cinco de Mayo. You got your snowball for winter solstice.
Well, what have you got for Armed Forces Day, a bazooka?
Grandma, is that giblet gravy I smell?
Oh, no, that's my Thanksgiving candle. It's scented.
Well, that's just what this table needs, a scratch and sniff turkey. Hey, speaking of turkeys, Bubba, get your butt over here and let's have a nice meal before the damn snowball melts.
I always think there's nothing so romantic as a candlelight dinner.
Yeah, a jug of water, a tater tot, and thou.
Come on, Skeeter, the food circus banquet awaits.
Well, I'm sure they don't want to start without the clown.
Uncle Vint, what happened to your face?
Oh, Naomi had the flashlight in the shower. I had to shave in the dark.
Well, what the hell did you use, a chainsaw?
Never mind about me. Naomi's the one who's going to be in the spotlight, and she's feeling real uneasy about the way she looks.
Well, I've been feeling that way about her for years.
I mean it, Mama. She's thinking about skipping the banquet altogether.
Well, boy, she must be in bad shape if she's going to pass up prime rib for fish sticks.
I tell you, we got to build her up. Make her feel like a queen.
So, what do you think?
Fish stick, Your Majesty?
Ew! These fish sticks are stone cold!
Not to worry, they reheat like a dream. There you go. Now, see, isn't this nice? Reminds me of the campfire girls.
Can't believe I'm missing my awards banquet.
I'm going to be missing a whole night's sleep trying to get that paper finished.
Well, I'm missing the ketchup. I can't find a thing with all these dumb candles everywhere.
It's right by the shamrock. There'd been a leprechaun to bit you.
What a bunch of sourpusses. Don't you all know it takes a little bit of adversity to bring people together?
Well, you mean like that plane crash where the survivors ate each other?
No, Vinton. I'm talking about people being helpful and kind, you jackass. Like the time of the big Ray River flood. I was just a little bitty girl. They had to evacuate us in a boat. I never will forget those cows treading water next to us.
Where did you go?
Oh, there's a family lived up on the ridge above us, the Tritchells. They took us in. Funny thing was, our family hated their family ever since old man Tritchell put his outhouse right upwind of our veranda. It was a two-seater, too. Whoosh! I tell you what, there we were at the mercy of our worst enemies.
Well, that sounds even more horrible than tonight.
No, it actually turned out to be one of the best times of my life. Mother had some homemade preserves, and she brought a ham out of the smokehouse. She and Mrs. Tritchell went in the kitchen, whipped up a meal fit for a king. Daddy had his banjo. Old man Tritchell dragged out his fiddle. I tell you, there was singing and dancing and eating till the waters went down.
You mean you ended up being friends with him?
No reason not to. That flood carried old man Tritchell's outhouse clear into the next county.
Oh, Thelma, what a delightful story.
Hey, how about if we make this a night to remember, huh? What do you say, Skeeter?
Well, I guess it doesn't take electricity to play the piano.
Oh, we could have an old-fashioned sing-along.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great idea. I study better with music anyway.
That's the spirit. Let's all get down and party.
Now, would you look at this? By the light of the silvery moon.
That's the only light we're going to get tonight.
Oh, Thelma, just think. We wouldn't have this warm family moment if you hadn't refused to pay the electric bill.
What did she just say?
Mama, you didn't pay the bill.
Okay, all together now by the light of the silvery moon.
Grandma, I lost my paper because of you.
And you have pulled the plug on my moment of glory.
All right, all right. I admit it. This whole thing is my fault. I know right about now y'all would probably like to kill me, but... You're going to have to catch me first.
Hey! Morning, Grandma. What are you doing?
I'm building a neutron bomb. It looks like I'm doing. I'm making coffee.
In an electric percolator?
Oh, my Lord. I'm so tired, I can't even think. I didn't get any sleep last night. I nearly froze to death without my electric blanket. Shoot, I usually have that sucker set on at least 8. And I couldn't even get up to find my Afghan without my little good shepherd Nightlight to lead the way.
Well, gee, everything turned out fine for me. I finished my paper, and I think it's the best thing I ever wrote. Somehow working by lamplight really helped me plug into Honest Abe.
I have to plug in my percolator.
Morning, Mama.
We got donuts and coffee for everybody.
Coffee? Gimme.
Wow, jelly-filled. What's the occasion?
We're celebrating the awards banquet, Bubba. Luann called this morning with the good news.
Don't tell me you won.
No, I lost.
Well, has the power failure spread to your brain?
Don't you get it? I was spared all that humiliation by not showing up. Everybody thought I didn't even care. Thank you so much for not paying that bill.
Yeah, Mama. It was the most romantic night me and Naomi ever had. Love can be so mysterious without the lights on.
Please, not over donuts.
Hey, the power's back!
Just these donuts, I feel a stack of waffles coming on.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Thelma.
Oh, it's Gus. Hey, Gus. I knew you'd come through for me. Here, have some donuts.
Oh, no, it wasn't me. You were right. There was an error in the billing. They overcharged you by $20. And look, they asked me to give you this.
How do you like that? Hey, everybody! Tri-State Power sent me a letter of apology. What do you know? There is justice after all.
Oh, read it, Mama. Let's hear him eat crow.
Dear customer, please pay $50 reconnect fee. Go back, Dudette.
Where are you going, Miss Hopper?
I'm going down to the electric company. Punch their lights out.